Any questions?
Bob, are you a little worried about Chad at all? Chaz, he had a great game in Cleveland. Started off with a big punt last week, and then the last four were kind of line drive punts.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked last week about that. He had three things he had to improve on. His get-off time, his plus 50 punting, and his consistency. So, you know, it was something that we think he's got to get better at. Prior to that game, certainly that game did not show that he's achieved or got, you know, conquered the three areas we need him to conquer. And we'll see if that improves as time goes.
Is it one thing that you detect, or is it a rhythm thing, or what? How can you go from a 55-yard average to that?
Well, you know, he doesn't drop the ball consistently. He's got a little bit of a technical flaw where he has a habit of either throwing his little finger in or his thumb out, and it causes the drop of the ball not to be correct. And it's something he knows he constantly works on, and it's just something in there that he's got to get out of, and for our team, he's got to get out of it yesterday. You know, so it's critical. Those plays are big. You know, they're big. They're kind of hidden in there. They're all kind of hidden in there because, you know, you can't quite figure out unless you're really, really analytical and look at the things as they happen. They're big plays. They're big plays against us when he doesn't do well, and they're big plays for us when he does.
For a long time, how do you manage the psyche of a young punter in this situation?
I don't know. Can you help me? I don't, you know, just address things exactly as they are. I don't know how, you know. And he's a tough-minded guy, so he knows all the facts, and he's, you know, he's got to be mentally tough always, because that position is really technical and really kind of a mind game. So you got to be mentally tough, and then you got to be mentally tough too when the weather comes up.
Sorry,
we haven't even faced that.
Just talking about, which I missed the first part of that, but how is that? Obviously, he had a good preseason and a good opener. So is it just something that he reverts
just
back?
That rises up. You know, it's a thing that. It comes into play, you know. I'm not sure why it comes into play and what makes it come into play on some punts and what makes it not come into play on other punts, but it's something that he's constantly, he has to work at.
Is it like a, you know, how when a golf swing when everything's going well and then you just have one bad one and then you start to do that one bad one a few times? And
Yeah, I don't play golf, but I'm sure – you know, you tell yourself exactly what you're supposed to do, and then your body doesn't always do it exactly like you want. And especially, you know, when you know, this is not a slow process. I mean, I know how I'm supposed to hit a curveball, but I'm not sure I could always hit one. It's not quite that, but 'cause he's in total control of it. He's in total control of it. He's not facing an opponent. He's in total control of it. So he can get it worked out. It's just a matter of he's got to get it done.
If Fryer was here, Bobby, obviously through training camp, I mean, does that thought come in of when do you make that kind of decision as to whether you have the right guy or whether you have to explore it?
Yeah, I know. This is how this game is. I mean, last week we were singing his praises, and this week, you know, we're looking – to find solutions for a new guy. But, not, I mean, you are. I'm not right now. But it's just the way the game goes. You better do good or, you know, the posse's after you. But, to answer your question, I've said it in here before. Everybody is on a performance-based deal. And if your performance is not up, there's always a probability that you could be replaced. There's a lot of people that need to be replaced for job performance. Don't mean to be Clint Eastwood. Just joking. Just joking.
Be clear, Bobby. You do think, though, that he will work it out, and you.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I have stated that he needs to be more consistent. Do I think he's going to get more consistent? Yes, yes. Will he totally iron out the deal and never have a bad punt? Absolutely not. I mean, he's going to miss some. He's going to miss some. I don't. He may have a game or two where he misses some. That's just the nature, you know. That's just the nature of the position.
Just looking at their numbers, the Cardinals' numbers, I don't know if one thing maybe skewed this, but it looks like they've given up a few yards, maybe more than most, in the return game, both punt and kick. Do you see a vulnerability there?
No, not really. I mean, right now and really every game, there's things about the opponent that I'm concerned about and look at and think about. But I'm mostly concerned about us, you know, and we've got to do a better job. I mean, because our numbers are not very good. We're not performing really to a we're not advancing our offense or our defense enough to make a difference, to be a creator of probability of success. And that's what we have to do on offense and defense. I mean, there's plays here and there, and they're big plays. But overall, we've got to do a much better job. So I'm more concerned about us than them. And it's only two games. It's only two games. They've given up a return, and that kind of sinks their numbers. But they've got a really good special teams. I think they're really good.
On the fake punt on Sunday, did you anticipate that coming, or is there something you saw that?
Well, I knew that anybody's capable of doing that at any time. I mean, we had a way of trying to stop it, and Stanley Havili is the guy that stopped it. Although we were vulnerable in that position, if they could have executed it a little bit better. When you have six guys up there and they have eight, there's always, if they can execute it, they should always win that. It's always chancy to call that. That's why you don't see a call more often. And that's why you see the punt team has eight in there, the punt return team has six. Well, if you should execute it, you should get it. If you could only execute it, well, they ought to be doing it about 70% of the time, but you rarely see it. You rarely see it. So, but Stanley Havili did a nice job. He knocked the center back. He didn't actually make the tackle. The center's leg made the tackle. And that was his responsibility, to knock the center back and then take the fullback if he does anything. Now, granted, he could have been blocked, but the guy that they had blocking him, because they were trying to trap it, the guy that they had blocking him was the center. And when he snapped the ball, you know, he's in a vulnerable position to execute a block. Stanley jammed him back, and when the guy went back to keep his balance, his leg was right in the path of the runner, and that's when he tripped over. But, yeah, it's a little dicey to have six guys up there. And that was our answer to it. If it would have been executed, it wouldn't have been a great answer. But that's also a tough block for that center to do that. It's a tough block.
Arizona has already blocked a punt and a field goal attempt this year. I think they had five blocks last year. Is Campbell the main guy to deal with in their ability to block kicks?
Well, he's blocked the most, and he's he's really good. I think their success at blocking him is right now the main thing they have going for them, because they come flying off. I mean, they believe they're going to get it. You can tell by the way they play. They believe they're going to get it. So that's their greatest thing. Certainly he's a factor in there. But the other real factor is Patrick Peterson. He comes off that edge. Man, he is really a really good player. And then that Adrian Wilson, number 24, is a factor on that too, because those three guys, you know, set the tone. Now, they blocked – you know, they blocked some punt. Yeah, number 31, who's a rookie out of Presbyterian, I believe, he blocked a few in preseason. He blocked 9 in college, so they got some guys that can get their hands on the ball. That's a big play. I mean, last week they blocked one against New England in a 2-point game. It's a big play. It's a big play.
You think it played into the field goal miss at the end, just getting in the kicker's head?
Well, they blocked a punt last week. But does overall their deal, I don't know. I mean, it shouldn't because that's not his responsibility, but doesn't mean he didn't. I mean, he missed away from the side that those three guys were on. You know, he kicked it over. They were over here, and he kicked it over there. So, I mean, he could have. I mean, they're dominant. They're the best field goal rush team in the league right now, and the Giants are the next best. So we got three games where our field goal protection's got to be pretty good. It's got to be good every week, but particularly those games.
Bobby, how nervous does Peterson make you as a returner?
Well, he's really talented. I think, you know, because he's so big. I mean, he's be like if we had D'Amico Ryans back there returning punts, you know, and he's fast. So what happens? He breaks a lot of tackles where a lot of guys would go down. The coverage would stop him, but he runs through it, you know, and he doesn't. He barely gets dented. So he's really a phenomenal athlete, So he's of great concern, They got a nice weapon going. I mean, they got a tremendous rush team. And then if you do get it protected, they got a tremendous guy you got to cover. So our punt team, I told them we had a meeting today. I told them they'll be a big factor in this win. Big factor. And it's their mission to get that accomplished.
Miss Riley on special teams, him being out, you know, he's a good up man and make good decisions.
Well, you know, I think he would be a contributor. I think he would do a really good job. I don't want to say we miss him because, I don't know who exactly we're talking about that he's replacing, but I think he's a factor. I think he's a really good player, and I'm looking forward to him coming back. Yeah, so you could philosophically say I miss him with that statement.
What did you think of that the Packers fake field goal against the Bears?
Thought it was awesome. Thought it was great. Thought it was really well timed, really well executed. It's tough, you know, the way they do that. What the Bears have done, and this is where they did it, you know, they do that triple push, and that short side has less people. But it's still tough to run it over there because it's tough the way to find a hole to run it in. So they pulled the backside guard and let him through there. Well, to pull that guy with that triple push, you're losing a spacing. So the key to that was with the tackle, the tight end, and the wing on the backside did by sealing that thing and denying that penetration. And then what they did with the wing, they ran him toward the holder and then downhill. So I thought it was really well conceived. Because if you're going to pull a guy, you really risk too much penetration on the backside, which is the side the ball carrier eventually came from. But they bowed it initially and then shot him downhill. And I hadn't quite seen it done that way. Usually that guy just runs flat and then turns up. And they bowed him, and I thought it was really well done. Really, really well done. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.